recording a countdown of songs people are loving right now.
Feel free to Shazam along
across Australia.
This is Shazam Top 20 with Angus and Ash.
The Veronica's G-Star and Jess and Lisa are outside the studio. They can't hear this at the moment. And Ash, you're about to take on a challenge.
Yeah, okay. So last time you got the challenge, the hand-holding with Lupe, you went 29 minutes. It was impressive. And now it's my turn. The new song is called Cruel. And you've told me I need to say five cruel things to their faces. And this is completely out of character for me. I have butterflies. I feel sick.
All right, our producers, let them in.
Hey, this is the Veronica's Shazam Top 20 with Angus O'Loughlin and Ash London. You ruined me.
Welcome back.
We see you guys so often. Almost sick of your faces.
But I know.
Well, I'm not. I never get sick of your faces. Just in the studio, we have done You Ruin Me, we've done If You Love Someone, and now we're here to talk about the third single, Cruel.
Yes.
My favourite track off the album.
Really?
Promise you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Because it's a mean track disguised as a pop track.
Yeah, we were just saying that earlier.
Sneaky.
True classic Veronica style.
I don't love it.
Okay.
This one? Not on board.
Not
really?
Into it.
I want to be honest.
Hey, into it, babe. All good. We love the haters as
I'm
much
a little
as we
heartbroken.
Love the
I'm a little heartbroken.
But you have just come back from LA where you shot the music video for Cruel.
Yes.
What's this one going to have for us?
Yeah, this is a pretty cinematic video. Basically, we're out in the desert. I get to drive this really sick black Cadillac. We have a leading guy in it. We kidnap him. He's trying to kill us. We have this crazy fight scene that we got to choreograph with him.
I feel like if anyone actually properly hit you, you would
snap in half. We would shatter. Yeah, well, we pretty much did. So I'm sick right now. That theory, yes, was correct.
I want to talk about filming for the new video. Black spandex.
Latex. Spandex is a little old lady. We're only 30, not 60 yet.
Are you 30?
Yeah.
I would not be okay with being 30.
Oh, babe.
Oh. As you get older, you kind of, you know, look, I want to say slutty, but, you know, you kind of want to show a bit more boob or...
I think it's that you become less self-conscious and trying so hard and you just naturally do what you feel good in.
Girls.
Wear whatever makes you feel good.
I have to stop us right here and congratulate Ash London. She has said five cruel things to you in the interview.
Oh. Do you know what I thought? Oh, I think she's probably PMSing. Yeah, I was also going through my mind. I was like, have we said something on Twitter to offend her?
Oh, you can check out the video. It's as awkward as you can imagine. It's going to be online soon, ShazamTop20.com. But we're about to give a meet and greet away to meet Jess and Lisa, the Veronicas. We've got about 10 minutes to enter. Head to ShazamTop20.com/win.
Shazam.
Hey, it's Jess and Lisa from the Veronicas. Lachlan and Ash London.
2014 was an absolutely mammoth year for Lisa and Jess of the Veronica's fame. They swung by earlier today and we got to have a chat about all the craziness.
Now, Jess and Lisa, you guys are going to be on the Sanctified Tour and then you're going to head over to the UK, then back to the US. That's a lot of travelling. How do you guys go with that?
I've gotten to the point where I've started to like feel... Like, as far as my health, I'm like, what? I think I'm going to start getting that deep vein thrombosis stuff that they talk about on the flight. I said to Jess, my legs took 2 days to recover. I fetal position under my, under my jumper like this. 10 hours later, I emerge and I'm like, okay, how long have I got? 3 hours left to go. Okay, I can do that. I don't even go to the toilet. Okay. I don't do anything.
My cousin on her way to London does the same thing. Fetal position all the way to China for her stopover, gets deep vein thrombosis and is stuck in China for a month. So she was in a Beijing hospital and her mum had to go over and live in China. So now I'm like all about
just
the
pace up and down every 2 hours.
Do you guys watch movies or what do you guys do to entertain yourselves for the long haul flights?
We somehow spend all of our time together, but once we've had a champagne on a flight, we find 6 hours worth of shit to talk. Like,
we don't get a single second away from each other, but somehow.
And then we go on the plane and we're like, so, little champagne, she's like, yeah, let's do it. And then 6 hours later, what have we talked about for hours about every single person we've ever met and anything that could ever happen? It's ridiculous.
Oh, hey, it's Jess and Lisa from the Veronicas. Shazam Top 20 with Angus O'Loughlin and Ash London.
Aaron, Jess and Lisa, the Veronicas, were just in studio with us. They're so lovely. And, I mean, not many people get to meet them, but you have the opportunity right now to win a meet and greet.
I know. I just got the call. Oh, my God. Shaking.
Who is your best friend that you have registered with and how long have you known her for?
My best friend's name is Tanzan and I've known her since we're about 4.
Now, we've got tickets for their Perth Sanctified Tour stop and we have a meet and greet for you to win. The way that you win them, though...
So I'm going to ask the question and hopefully Tanzan gives the same answer.
Yep.
Who is your ultimate number one celebrity crush? Like your hall pass?
Probably going to be the classic Zac Efron.
I knew Zac Efron was coming. I just had a feeling.
She's a Zefron fan.
Erin, we're about to put in the cone of silence and we're going to ask Tamsin that exact same question. If she says Zac Efron, you are both meeting the Veronicas. Good luck.
Okay, thanks.
Tamsin, welcome to Shazam Top 20.
Hi.
Here's your question. Who is Erin's biggest celebrity crush?
Oh, that's Zac Efron.
Ah, too easy!
Erin, you're meeting the Veronicas! Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
The Veronicas Sanctified Tour with special guest Dean Ray. It's happening Thursday, 12th of Feb at Perth Concert Hall. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketek.
Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh.
You're welcome. We've got meet and greets every night this week to win. So register right now on our website, shazamtop20.com, and then /win.
Time for some music news. And Angus, I was about to call you Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Andrew. Let's go with that. This is probably the only time we're ever going to play Tom Petty on this show, but I'm going to play you a song from 1989, and I want you to let me know if it's familiar to you. Well, I won't back down.
No, I won't back down. Yeah, of course. Love that song.
What do you reckon it sounds like? Up at the gates of
hell, but I won't back down. I'm going to tell you, Ash London, it sounds a lot like Tom Petty, Won't Back Down.
Well, you may think that, but a lot of people are saying that it sounds like this song. Oh, won't you
stay with me? No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's their melody.
Are you drunk?
Well,
of course, do not drink on air.
The officials who decide this kind of crap have agreed. They've actually given him 12.5% writing credit, which means that Sam Smith sold 4.5 million songs.
Yeah.
He now has to back pay royalty to Tom Petty.
Nah, yeah. That's stupid. That's like the world is creating so much music so quickly, there will no longer ever be a truly original music. And that's not at anyone's fault, like Sam Smith. It's just, he probably just wrote that and then all of a sudden it's a coincidence. It's the same melody. It's crap.
But there are so many other, like, things you can do with music. So many other melody lines. It's like infinite. And
yeah,
I think
I'm pretty sure he wasn't trying to, like, go, oh, this sounds like Tom Petty when he made it. I think it's just an absolute stupid. No.
It's a copyright thing. Anyway, 12.5% of the credit going to Tom Petty. He's probably rich already. He's just like, ka-ching! On the topic of Sam Smith, there's this shock jock in the US called Howard Stern. This guy is absolutely huge. He's been on the radio for like decades.
Radio royalty, yeah.
Yeah, and he's famous for being a little bit of a turd, and the turd behavior has continued with this comment about Sam.
You know what I like about the guy? He's an ugly mother. I like that he's chubby and gay. That's why I love him. He's one of those guys I feel he's really good, but I feel like that'll be his only hit song.
What a backhanded compliment. I hate that. There's no reason for him to say any of that stuff.
Absolutely not. No, I totally disagree with everything Howard said, but if you haven't seen the movie Private Parts, go and get it. It's the most phenomenal movie about Howard Stern's life ever.
All right. Sam's response, though, I really love. Very, very classy. He just tweeted
he's a curly hair, brother.
He just tweeted one word, ignore. I hope that he wins all 6 Grammys he was nominated for and just does a big sucked-in pelvic thrust in the general direction of Howard Stern. That's what I think about this. All these stories and more you can grab at ShazamTop20.com.
Taylor Swift and Style, number 16 on Shazam Top 20, Australia's biggest nightly countdown. Thanks to our good friends at RDO, where you can create your own playlist instantly. Just Shazam your favourite song, then hit the plus button in the top right-hand corner.
Tara from Sydney, you just heard Taylor Swift's song Style, apparently about Harry Styles. Now, you're a One Direction fan. What are your thoughts on it?
Taylor, I don't know. Like, I liked her back in the days when she did her country music and stuff, but I don't know. I'm not really into all of her pop music at the moment.
Ever since she dated Harry Styles, I'm telling you, that's influenced it. Yep.
It's all okay, Tara. I know he's being mean to you, but we're going to make it up to you and send you a double pass to see the boys in Sydney.
Oh, my God, are you for real?
You are seeing Harry Styles in One Direction next month in Sydney.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.
I think she's happy.
I think she is.
Sensing that.
Quite blasphemous, though.
Yeah. Maybe she just really is thanking God.
That's
maybe
true.
She really thinks God helped her get the tickets.
Maybe. We've got heaps to give away tonight. Mark Ronson, Fifth Harmony, Megan Trainor, David CDs. Plus, we're giving away tickets to the Veronicas and more tickets to Demi Lovato and One Direction. Get involved by getting on the show 131060 or tweeting us at ShazamTop20. Angus and Ash in studio. And we thought, because our careers, our jobs, is to play you guys music that hopefully you love, why not have a little segment tonight to introduce you to some names that you might not know yet?
Yeah, and I think what's really interesting about this is that Angus and I have really different tastes in music.
Correct.
So bound between the two songs that tonight we're going to play, there's bound to be something in there that you like. Gus, I'll let you go first.
Now, I'm going to introduce you to a three-piece hip-hop group from Mississippi in America.
Mississippi.
Called Ray Shroomed. Now, they're three guys. It's Swae Lee, Slim Jimmy, and Tupelo. And they got signed in just January 2014, so just over a year ago now. But you might know them from this song.
No Flex Zone. No Flex Zone.
No Flex Zone was a big hit for them.
They know better. So back to what I was saying. This could be
another hit off their just-released album. And this is their latest single, this one.
I don't got no type. Bad bitches is the only thing that.
Really cool sound from three young guys. They got signed to Eardrummers, which is Mike Will, who is Kanye West producer.
Okay,
so he came to Australia
sense.
On his Yeezus tour. He does the keyboards on Kanye's albums. The thing about their name is it's Ray Shroomed, but that is Eardrummers backwards. So Mike Will said, I'll sign you, but your name must be my business backwards.
I like that. Mine is a little bit different. We all know that Lupe Fiasco and Guy Sebastian have kind of become mateys. They've done two songs together, both on Guy Sebastian's album.
Battle Scars Linger.
Correct. And on Lupe's new job, the album is called Tetsuo and Youth. They do this song called Blur My Hands. This is the kind of thing that really suits Guy Sebastian's voice. It's less pop. There's more soul in there. Mm-hmm. I like it with a bit more, with the rap in it, it kind of gives his voice a bit more of an edge. I really love this sound for him. I think it's a great song.
Guy and Lupe were in our studios 2 weeks ago and they said that they were hoping to do a collaboration album together.
I would buy that album and give it to all my family members for Christmas.
We would love to know what music you're listening to, the new stuff, so maybe we can get it on the Shazam Top 20 playlist. Hit us up on Twitter at Shazam Top 20. Angus and Ash here. We are getting out of here, but before we go, Ash, had someone call 131060 who is a big fan of yours.
Is that Mum?
No, not Linny G. It is the popular Sarah and Victoria. Big fan of Ash London, right?
I am. I watch her every single week on the loop, and I was so devastated that I wasn't old enough to enter the intern.
But you know, I was away when they got the intern, so you wouldn't
really?
Have even seen me. So lucky you didn't waste your time.
Oh, my
coming
goodness.
To Sydney. Sarah, clearly you are a fan of big legends, me and One Direction. Is that true?
Jesus.
Yes.
Well, we have got the One Direction DVD coming your way. Thanks so much for getting involved in the show and listening.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, tickets to One Direction's concert plus tickets to check out the Veronicas and a meet and greet.
And we'll still be here with our hilarious banter.
I don't know. You're a pretty big legend.
Maybe what the people are saying.
Maybe we'll go to a better radio shift. yeah, we'll see you tomorrow from 6.
We're building a countdown of songs people are loving right now.
Feel free to Shazam along
across Australia.
This is Shazam Top 20.